With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Israel will take over all security responsibility in Gaza indefinitely after the war with Hamas. It was the clearest indication yet that Israel plans to maintain control over Gaza 1 month into that conflict. A Jewish man in California has died after getting into a confrontation during dueling protest over the Israel-Hamas war.
The Ventura County Sheriff's Department says 69-year-old Paul Kessler died at the hospital Monday, a day after he was struck during clashing pro-Israel and pro-Palestinian demonstrations in the L.A. suburb of Thousand Oaks. Autopsy results show Kessler died from a blunt force head injury. Authorities are labeling it homicide, and investigators say they have not ruled out the possibility of a hate crime. They say witnesses said Kessler was involved in a physical altercation with one or more counter-protesters, fell backward, and hit his head on the ground. I'm Julie Walker.
Also at SRNnews.com, NATO announcing the formal suspension of a key Cold War-era security treaty in response to Russia's pullout from the deal.
The alliance says its members who agreed to the treaty are now freezing their participation in the pact. Most of NATO's 31 allies have signed the Treaty of Conventional Armed Forces in Europe, which was aimed at preventing Cold War rivals from massing forces at or near mutual borders. It was signed in November 1990, but not fully ratified until 2 years later. Russia's foreign ministry announced earlier on Tuesday that Moscow had finalized its withdrawal. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The Dow is ahead 68 points and the NASDAQ adding 142. This is SRN News. Christians in Iraq may be packing their bags again.
The war between Israel and Hamas has prompted radical Muslims to launch attacks in other countries. Iraq could be next, and local Christians know they will be the target. Chaldean Archbishop Bashar Warda of Erbil tells Christian Today that if Muslims start attacking believers in Iraq, there will probably be a new migration. Most Christians fled the country a decade ago when ISIS came in. They had only just begun returning a few years back. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Austrian government will make an additional payment to Holocaust survivors. The Ministry of Finance has concluded negotiations with the Conference for Jewish Material Claims Against Germany by announcing that it will give more than $13 million to survivors around the world before the end of this year. And those with special needs will get a second payment. This is SRN News. Malaysia has dropped a plan that would draft a law aimed at stopping cross-border air pollution from Indonesia.
The pollution comes from fires that are deliberately started to clear forests for plantations. It's a problem that goes back decades and affects the whole of Southeast Asia. But Malaysia has decided not to go after the polluters because it would be too difficult to secure prosecutions as the smoke originates outside its borders. Singapore passed a similar law a decade ago, but no one has yet been fined. ASEAN, a regional grouping of nations, has also try to deal with the problem, but so far without much success.
BBC correspondent Michael Bristow. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has urged Rwanda and Congo to de-escalate tensions and withdraw troops from their border. And this is following increased fighting that has displaced nearly 7 million people. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.